Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto all of you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about the text from Ezekiel today, about the raising of the dry bones. You know, Europe has some of the largest and most beautiful cathedrals in the world. I lived in Germany for 5.5 years, and we traveled through those areas and seen so many of them. Built centuries ago, these places are absolutely magnificent. Underneath these magnificent cathedrals, you can find large crypts that appear very different from the beautiful structures above. Beyond the formal crypts with the burial vaults of kings, queens, princesses, and dignitaries, you will then find the bone rooms. There, in an endless maze of tunnels, lie the bones of thousands and thousands of people. Skulls are stacked from floor to ceiling and as far back as one can see. In Paris, I had the opportunity to go through some of these bone yards in the place called the Catacombs. Built deep underground because of a lack of burial grounds above in Paris, and in whom the dead from wars and pestilences were often buried. In Wittenberg, Germany, the Latin Schoolhouse, and you've got a picture of it in your bulletin, which the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod bought and refurbished as a tourist and educational facility, more of a tourist center, is built on an old town boneyard. And I remember going in there, and it's right next to St. Mary's church in town where Martin Luther used to preach most of his sermons. And before they refinished it, we looked down through the broken floor and we would see the bones sticking out in the holes they had dug down there. It's all very sobering. Very, very sobering. Today in our text, Ezekiel now looks over a massive field covered by the bones of the children of the nation of Israel. All of this is very sobering, I am sure, to Ezekiel. Here, in all these places down through the years, the dead seem to rest, waiting for the resurrection of the dead. You know, we confess every Sunday in our creed, I believe in the resurrection of the body. But how can these dead bones live? The prophet Ezekiel was given a vision not unlike the crypts of the European cathedrals, a pile of dry, lifeless bones. Through this vision, the Lord shows Ezekiel exactly how it is that dead bones are raised to life again. You know, Ezekiel is prophesying during the early days of the Babylonian captivity, and that's in approximately 593 to somewhere in the 570s BC, when the children of Israel have been exiled to Babylon. Israel has not been obedient to God and His law. And so Israel suffered death under God's law. They have suffered physical death to some of their people, as well as death as a nation, as they are led away into captivity. This once great nation is broken and exiled from the promised land. Dead bones have become a common sight to these people during the Babylonian captivity. The dry bones in Ezekiel's vision are, quote, the whole house of the Lord, unquote. These bones of Israel, these bones are said to be dried of God's Spirit because of their sinfulness. In other words, Israel's disobedience had brought both physical and spiritual death upon themselves. You know, we Westerners, we Americans, we try so hard to ignore the aging process and the reality of death and decay. We have creams that remove the wrinkles of our faces, and if that fails, we have facelifts. We have liposuction to restore the figure of our youth. We have hair dye to remove the gray. We're very good at covering up the ages, the symptoms of aging and of death. But we refuse to number our days, although they are numbered before our God. Often we say we don't want open casket funerals anymore because we want to remember our loved ones as they were when they were alive. Instead, we opt for oftentimes closed casket or simply to have a cremation with only the ashes present. Sometimes it's to save money, which is fine. But then I wonder, and here my intent is not to challenge or disparage people who think this way or make these choices, but I want us to think. I guess God didn't get the memo here in Ezekiel. Instead, he dredges up this sobering vision of bones of thousands upon thousands of dead people and lays it before Ezekiel for Ezekiel to feast his eyes upon. Why? Why? Because the aging process, as well as dead bodies and piles of bones, are meaningless to our God. They do not scare our God. They don't scare him. And they shouldn't scare us either. Easter Sunday proved that he is the God of the resurrection. And not only for his son Jesus, but for all who sleep the sleep of death. Because not only did Jesus rise from the tomb, but so did many of the dead in Jerusalem on Easter Sunday, on that first Easter Sunday. Listen to the words of Matthew 27:51 through 53. "And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city, and they appeared to many." Now, in Ezekiel's presence, the Spirit of God breathes life into this dead field of the bones of dead Israel. When we read this account, we may be tempted to think that this was a scary experience, or at least a bit disconcerting, and it probably was to Ezekiel. But it is not one that should leave us fearful in the end. But it actually should give us hope. Because here we see that in the end, Israel is saved by God's grace and is brought back to life by his Spirit. God is talking to Ezekiel, who would then talk to the captive Israelites, and is telling this captive nation that he is still a gracious God. As we continue on through the Old Testament, we will see that Israel is physically and spiritually restored once again to the Promised Land. They're restored to life nationally by deliverance from captivity and their return to Palestine. They are spiritually restored by cleansing from their sins. The Spirit of God breathes life into the lifeless Israelites. On this field, to give hope, this is the intent of the vision he gives to Ezekiel. The Spirit of God breathes life into dead sinners today as well. You know, we suffer death under God's law as it convicts us. And sinful people are broken and exiled from God's presence. We are dried of God's Spirit because of our sinfulness. Our bones will one day be dead bones because of our sin. The wages of sin are death. Our disobedience to God has brought both spiritual and physical death upon us. But what we are seeing in the dry bones of Ezekiel's vision are the whole house of Israel, including the new Israel, which is us, the Christian church, today. We are saved by God's grace and we are brought back to life by his Spirit. God remained gracious to us even while we were still sinners, by sending Christ to the cross to die in our place. We are first spiritually restored, and one day in our resurrection, we will be physically restored. We are spiritually restored by the forgiveness of our sins through Christ's death on the cross. We will be physically restored on the last day when our bodies are raised from the dead, just as Christ was raised from the dead. The Spirit of God breathes life into us dead sinners through the earthly means of God's holy word through baptism and the Lord's Supper, which deliver the benefits of Christ's work to us. You know, Israel had lost so much, but the prophecy of Ezekiel brought hope to a troubled people. Their journey was long. Their lives, like the dry bones, were with little faith in what God would do for them. Yet God, through the prophet, brought hope as the bones came together and were resurrected from their dry state. Then God put his breath into these bones and gave them life, as he did in the Garden of Eden when he originally gave life to Adam and Eve. The Christian church today also finds her breath of life and hope in Christ who died on the cross and 3 days later rose from the dead. We read in Romans 6, 3 through 5, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life, eternal life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." The Holy Spirit is the active agent which works through the Word of God to bring us to faith. By the power of the Word, we become one with Jesus in his death and resurrection. Daily, our Lord puts the breath of life into us through the gospel, forgiving our sins and making us new. Like the bones of those who have gone before us, our bodies will come together in the end, as the church confesses so boldly in the creeds. God's Spirit gives life now and will give life on the last day, when our graves will be opened up and our dry bones raised to be reunited with our redeemed and forgiven souls in heavenly slumber. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes only our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the true faith to life eternal. Amen.